Yesterday's New York Times, the Media Decoder blog, a really very short article by Stephanie Clifford, A Peek at Vanity Fair's iPad App. I quote from her first paragraph. "Magazines are actually pretty brilliant concepts the way they are," said Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter on Tuesday as he previewed his magazine's new iPad app. "At the same time, we have a few bells and whistles that a magazine cannot provide." Boy, that is so true. What a good quote. It is very important that there are a few extra bells and whistles in the digital edition, but it's also very important that the digital magazine should be the same magazine. There are lots of reasons for this, and here are two that underpin the Graydon Carter observation. Reason one. Magazines are brilliant concepts, and they're also very complex product use. The digital magazine that is going to work on a week-by-week, month-by-month basis has to emerge from that complex and extensive process. That is why at Exact Editions we have always seen it as our task to enhance the magazine, but to respect its integrity. The kind of enhancements that we deliver automatically through our database are increased connectivity, lots of links to emails, URLs, places, and phone numbers mentioned in the magazine. We put these links in metadata, if you like, by an automatic process of parsing the PDF files that the publisher sent us. And this process makes the magazine content more useful to the reader, and we can deliver those links automatically as part of the digital magazine. But the second reason underlying the Graydon Carter observation is that the key thing to respect in adding bells and whistles is to understand the context in which a digital magazine is going to be used. That is where useful bells and whistles come in. The user may want to search, the user may want to link. If the device on which she reads the magazine is a phone, then she might want to call the number that is in the magazine. So phone numbers in the magazine, or URLs, should be clickable. And not just because making them clickable helps the advertiser, it does that, but phone numbers that you see on your iPhone absolutely ought to be clickable to call. It helps the user. It's strange the way that many apps, not just magazine apps, do not respect this basic requirement. Those are the kinds of bells and whistles that users want and need. But keep it simple. That is the first rule. And the second rule is to aim to automate the process as much as possible, so that the digital magazine can be produced at exactly the same time as the print magazine.